Oh, my friends, as we promised you, we're going to get right to the debunking. But before we do, we remind you it's National Mint Julep Day. So make sure that you go out there and find your mint julep and make sure that you do it well. Because have you had, now, Chef Eric, that's a snobby drink. Leave us face it, that's right up there in the top 10 of snob drinks.
Yeah.
Martinis, you know, those kind of drinks.
Right.
Sazeracs, all those snotty nose drinks.
Yeah.
But mint julep, have you ever had a bad, I've had two mint juleps. I had one that was just through the roof good. Then I had two more after that, and they were absolutely awful.
I've definitely had bad mint juleps before. I like them. I mean, they're not totally my favorite. But,
yeah. You're a more actually, mojito guy.
Yeah, probably. But I like the at Disneyland when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah.
They used to do a non-alcoholic mint julep.
Oh, did they?
Which was really good.
Really?
They sold it in the French Quarter area of...
Oh, that's right. You were Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so in the French Quarter, they would do what they called beignets that it has nothing to do with the beignets that we get.
No.
But it was really... It was like an apple fritter is really what it was.
Really?
With caramelized sugar on the... Or not caramelized, but crystallized, crystallized sugar.
Oh, really?
On the outside, yeah. So that and that mojito, that's... I always remember that was my favorite thing at
Disneyland. Well, mojitos, man. A good mojito.
No, obviously not real mojitos because... Yeah.
That's right.
Kids,
but. Well, anyway, you were going to debunk, before you get started, you're going to debunk a little bit the marinades.
Yeah, so, all right, while it is true that in general you want to have acid with a marinade because it actually starts the cooking process, and you have to understand that when you pull whatever it is that you're marinating, anytime you've got acid in there, that cooking process is start, you know, meat tends to start turning gray, the chicken starts to turn a little bit more opaque. And that's obviously just the cooking process.
That's why you're much more limited on, you're more time specific on a normal marinade because of the acid.
Yeah. You can definitely over marinade, and that's what I think what most people do. And people don't necessarily value the, or understand the concept that when you marinate, you should do it on, at room temperature, for a shorter period of time. Not, you know, you have to cover it. You know, you don't want airborne, like, bacteria or anything.
Right.
But doing it in the refrigeration stops the cooking process.
You get shrinkage when it gets cold.
Yes, but whatever. But
well, it does. It shrinks the pores. It shrinks the pores on the meat. That's why if you want to cook a better steak or you want to cook, they always say take the meat out of the refrigerator.
Yes, correct.
Let those pores open up. And that way when you cook it, you get more flavor. And thus, when you're marinating then, it infuses deeper into the meat and better.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
So,
the type of marinating that I'm doing now with the chicken, which has no acid in it, the reason that that's okay is, it's a short marinade. It's a skinless thigh of chicken, so there's good fat in chicken thighs in the dark meat. And this will impart enough flavor through the fats and through the residual marinade that I don't really need to start cooking it, you know, with an acid. I could have added some lemon, some vinegar, if I wanted to.
But you didn't need it because you're just going for the initial hit on the flavor, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another thing about chicken.
That doesn't really absorb a lot of flavor in the first place unless you brine.
Yeah.
When you brine, you're breaking down the cell walls. That's when chicken can really pick up amazing marinades.
But that's extra work. Brining is something you don't just, well, I think I'll brine a chicken before we eat tonight. No, that's something you got to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can brine, like chicken, you can brine for 6 hours. So in the morning, you can get up, create the brine.
Yeah, get your 5-gallon bucket out, put all your water in there, put all your spices in it.
Just get a big
screw around for 30 minutes, throw it in there. See, I just like the marinade because you just it's so, the least labor intensive, the better I like to cook.
Lazy? That's what I heard. Yeah, probably. Well.
Having a hard time firing it up?
No, that's all right. I think it's because it's empty.
Well, there's a correlation between the butane and the...
we'll just go with this one.
It's like a lighter. Speaking of lighters, you know that Cutter's Cigar Emporium is the number one seller of Zycar products in the state of Georgia?
Really?
Yep.
That's really cool, actually.
And that's big because Zycar is the premier of the cutters and lighters, and well, of course, unless you get into DuPont. Now I got a little DuPont trivia for you. See if you know this. Okay. What is the warranty on the most expensive lighter in the world, which are DuPonts? What's the warranty? Settle down over there, John. What is this? The zoo? Settle down there, orangutan. What is it? What is it?
I'm going to say it's really short. Zero.
Zero. I talked to the vice president. I mean, he was a big shot with DuPont, and I was sitting there. He was showing me these lighters that were $25,000, $150,000, $250,000 lighters that he made. They made for kings in India or for big-time people that have lots of money. For a sheikh had this $250,000 DuPont lighter that was fashioned after his Casbah or whatever, his big mansion. He made it in gold with the windows encrusted in jewels for the stained windows in his home, and then he had at the top, the chimney was the lighter. Right. And DuPont made it for $250,000. I said, well, what is the warranty on one of those things? He said, none. I said, what do you mean? So I pay, because an average DuPont lighter, I mean, in the low range, you're talking $1,000 for a lighter.
I've got a DuPont. I've got a gold DuPont.
And I said, so you give no warranty, and all these other companies give warranties. He said, well, it's like a fine car. The warranties are the same or less on a fine car than they are, because if you can afford a DuPont, you can afford to send it in and get it fixed.
But you know what? It's also very well built. My DuPont, I got it 25 years ago, and it's still exactly the same.
Really? No issues. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Anyway. Yeah.
So what I'm doing is rendering out some bacon. I've taken the thick sliced bacon. This is for our chicken carbonara, our pasta carbonara. This is a thick sliced, dry rub, uncured bacon from Whole Foods. And I'm basically cutting the slices down the middle and then doing about a half inch dice on it. And that's how we'll render it in here. You want to go over a medium to medium high heat. You don't want it to be too high. I don't want it to burn too much. We are going to be using the pan drippings to start sauteing our leeks in a moment. There we go.
You know what? You know, they when you go in to get your car washed or something, they ask you what flavors do you want, new car, this. Could you imagine if they had bacon?
Yeah.
If they had a bacon scent for your car after it was cleaned, that would be...
that would be actually pretty nasty.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't mind
every
my
time
car.
I get in your car, it smells like bacon.
Well, I'm looking for the problem there.
Yeah, there's the problem. There is definitely a problem. All right. So this is going to render out. It's going to take a few minutes. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take some leeks. And the leeks, we're going to chop the dark green off the top. And set that in the trash. You can use those the dark green parts of the leek for stalks.
Well, what do you want to make absolutely sure about when you're using the leeks off the leek?
Yeah, so you need to clean them.
And that's a big deal with leeks.
Yeah. So if you think of a leek, it grows up through the soil, and as it's growing up, it's picking up the dirt, sort of gets
trapped. And sand,
Yeah, they're grown in sand, really. So it's picking up that sand. So the way we do that is you slice it down the center, and this one's actually quite clean.
Well, it's just for the guys here, so.
Yeah.
They need a little grit to help their digestion.
But I'm going to go rinse this over there. We'll give the bacon another stir here.
Now, while you're going to rinse your leeks, I'm going to remind people that today is, of course, National Mint Julep Day. But we're going to look at some exciting things that have happened on this date in culinary histoire. Did you know on this date, in what year can you get within 10 years? The first American newspaper was published in Philadelphia on this date. Do you know what the name of the paper was? There was a magazine. I'll give you a clue. There was a magazine that was very popular, but the first word is different than the word in this one, and it's a three-word magazine. Yes, sir. But it was called the Pennsylvania Evening Post. It was first published on this date in 1783. Hey, man, we got a Jeopardy guy over here. And on this date in 1848, William Young of Baltimore. Of course, that was before they burned it. Baltimore, Maryland, he received a patent for an improved ice cream freezer in 1848. Dude, do you have a life? I mean, you're like one of those Jeopardy geeks. They got all that information. Well, I'll tell you, my friends, we have brilliant people here, with rare exceptions, at Cutter Cigar Emporium, where we are taking it to the streets of Alpharetta, Georgia. Cutter Cigar Emporium getting ready next weekend for the huge Friday night meet and greet with Chef Eric, myself, the Greek, and the whole staff will be here to meet and greet all the people that will be going to the absolutely biggest cigar smoking event in the history of Atlanta and the Southeast, the Great Southern Cigar Festival at Verizon Amphitheater at Encore Park. We are Chef and a Fat Man. When we come back, we're going to find out how the cleaning of the leaks worked out with Chef Eric.